She's not picking up because she's dead.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode number 12 for July 9th, 2019. Today's Bonersode was produced by my BFF, LGB Terminator. Thanks, bestie. Today I tried an idea inspired by something Cody No Name posted in the Idea Chamber channel of the APCS Discord. If you have some prank call ideas you want me to try, that's a good place to post them. Cody posted a photo of someone's mailbox, but the mailbox was a microwave. The weird thing was it was plugged into an outlet on the mailbox post. Anyway, I think Cody stole this photo off the internet, so that means he's going to jail. I also tried a few other ideas. Let me just shut up and play them for you.
Oh.
Hi, Vivian?
Oh, this is Hank.
Oh, hi, Hank.
That's my wife.
Hi, Hank. This is Bobson with the post office.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm just calling because a crew's going to be coming out tomorrow morning to upgrade your mailbox.
Mailbox. Okay.
Yeah, your mailbox. They're going to be replacing it with a microwave.
With what?
With a microwave. The reason being is your mailman, he has an eating disorder, which makes it so that he has to eat like at regular intervals. So he normally takes his break when he's delivering mail to your house. So we're just going to install a microwave where your mailbox is, and that way he can heat up his burrito or whatever, you know, when he's there.
No, but I don't think we need it.
Oh, no, you don't need it. He does. He's the one with the eating disorder. Like, we have to accommodate it because, you know, it's part of the Disabilities Act. So it's no cost to you, but we're just going to be replacing your mailbox with the microwave.
Could you explain me again? I cannot understand it.
So, you know, your mailbox, the cylinder, the metal cylinder type thing that where you get your mail, like where you receive envelopes that are addressed to you?
Yes, you know, the mailbox in front of my house, right?
Yes, that is a mailbox. We're going to be taking that out. And in its place, we're going to be installing a microwave, like a microwave oven, you know, for heating food.
You will replace my mailbox with a microwave?
Yes.
Why?
Again, it's because your mailman has an eating disorder, and we have to accommodate him. We can't just fire him, you know? So in order to accommodate him,
no.
We have to put a microwave in, and that way when he's there at your house, he can just heat up his burrito right there while he's outside delivering your mail.
No, I cannot understand it. It seems to me a little weird.
Well, I mean, it might be weird to you, but it's his disorder. You know, like we can't, you know, infringe upon his rights, you know?
No, I can't. I don't want to do it. I cannot. I haven't seen it, you know, You use a microwave.
Well, I mean, you're still gonna get your mail like normal. It's just gonna be inside a microwave instead of a mailbox. And you know, you don't.
No. I have to, you know, make sure. And is everything right? No, I don't think it's right. No, I don't need it.
Well, you don't really have a say in it. Like, you have to comply with the Disabilities Act. Like, it's part of, you know, a law. You know.
No, who is a disability?
Who has the disability? The mailman.
Yes.
Your mailman.
I don't know.
But it's also...
Please send me a letter.
No.
I'll look at it.
We'll send you a letter, but it'll be delivered inside your new microwave box.
No, before I make everything clear, I won't do it. You don't have a choice.
We're not giving you a choice. If you want your mail, then you're going to... allow us to install a microwave where your mailbox is.
How can you prove you are from post office?
Also, this is an added benefit to you because the timer keypad, it doubles as a programmable lock. So you'll be able to lock that thing up tight.
For first and prove you are from you are really from post office, then we can talk.
Well,
because I cannot.
I'm not asking you for any information, sir. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. You'll get your proof tomorrow morning when a crew comes out and rips your mailbox out.
I cannot do it. You know.
You're being kind of like a bigot. He's got a disability, and you're refusing it. So, I mean, that kind of makes you racist or something.
Nobody told me, you know, he has a disability. I'm telling you now,
he's got a disability, and he has to eat every 2 hours.
How about the mailbox from my neighbor?
You're being selfish. He's got to eat every 2 hours, or he'll die. So all we're asking is that you let us just put the microwave in.
I don't think it's right.
So you would rather he go hungry and then die than just let us put a microwave in where your mailbox is?
What's the matter with you? Please prove your proof is going to be tomorrow
when a crew comes out and installs a microwave where your mailbox is.
Because, you know, I don't understand what happened with this.
Well, I've explained it like 5 different times. I'm not going to tell you again. Look, I got to get off the phone. I got other calls to make. A crew's coming out, and, you know, you're just going to have to deal with it. Because otherwise, you're not going to get any mail anymore.
It's fine with me. If I don't agree with this, I think it's fine with
me. You're acting like a big asshole, right? Just, you know, look out. They'll be there at about 7:30 in the morning tomorrow, and all we need you to do is just run an extension cable out to the microwave.
No, I don't do it. Because I cannot understand it.
Well, you're going to be in violation of the Disabilities Act then.
And first give me enough information for me to understand.
Well, what other information do you need other than you're a big asshole?
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Yes.
Hey, it's Sergeant Noname with the Army.
Yeah.
And I'm just calling because yesterday we had some helicopters that were flying formation over your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, on the way to the military parade.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that one of our rafflecopters, they dropped some classified documents that we believe ended up around your house.
Are you kidding?
No, definitely not. This is a very serious matter. The material that we dropped was, you know, it contained some very sensitive information.
Okay.
So the reason I'm calling is I'm hoping that perhaps you or, you know, went outside, maybe spotted these documents.
I didn't see any paper. There would be papers.
Yeah, it would be papers, and it, you know, may have landed, you know, out front of your house or on the roof.
I haven't seen anything, and they're mowing the lawn today. And if my if he was mowing the lawn and saw anything, he would pick it up.
Who are you referring to that mows your lawn? Is it a yard service or is it?
Yes.
Okay, are they trustworthy?
Yes.
Okay, are they American citizens?
Yes.
Okay, because this is, you know, it's starting to kind of add up here, and it's sounding very, very suspicious and very bad.
Very suspicious and very bad for who?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too crazy here, but there is a possibility that you may be charged with treason if we don't recover our documents.
Wait a minute. Number one, I don't believe you. I never heard of such a thing.
Never heard of what, an army?
Well, no, I never heard of a phone call like this telling me you can get me for treason.
Oh, we're the Army. We can do whatever we want. I mean, if we suspect you of aiding and abetting the enemy, then, you know, you'll end up in Guantanamo.
Well, I think it's a fake call.
I think you're a fake call.
Hello?
Hi, Lois?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston.
Refresh me. Winston?
Beauregard, I'm just a few houses down from you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey.
Hi there. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just finishing up watching the last season of Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, boy, wouldn't it have made way more sense if Jorah was the one that killed Danny?
I've never watched it.
You know, because it's like he loved her from the very beginning,
and it would have been like
it would have been like a really tough choice for him, but he had to do it, you know. But John being the one to assassinate her was like, who cares?
Isn't that something? Though I've never seen Game of Thrones, though. You must love it.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was good for like the first 4.5 seasons, but yeah. I don't know, they just lost their way, you know. It's like John and Danny, they didn't have any chemistry, and they were dating for like what, all of like 2 weeks. So it's like it didn't have any emotional weight when he had to kill her, you know? It's like, who cares?
Crazy. Crazy.
But, you know, that was just like, I mean, it goes way back. You know, like Stannis bumbling his way to Winterfell, that didn't make any sense. And, you know.
Not at all. So you just finished watching it. Well, very good. Look, I've got my daughter-in-law here. I have to scoot.
What does your daughter-in-law think of Bran ending up on the throne? I mean, can you believe that? Like, out of nowhere. Like, he was useless.
Well, let me scoot because I've got to run. But thanks for calling.
Like, he just sat there, like, being a weirdo.
Hello?
Hi, Janice?
Yes?
Hi, it's Bobson with the post office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling because a crew is going to be coming out tomorrow morning to do a little upgrade to your mailbox.
Oh, so you're at the post office? I mean, you're with the post office?
Yeah, that's where I am. But a crew's coming out tomorrow morning. They should be there between 9 and 10. And they're just going to be doing a little bit of work on your mailbox, just doing a bit of an upgrade, that's all.
Oh, I didn't know you all did that.
What it is, actually, your mail person, they actually suffer from this kind of rare eating disorder, which I guess it makes it so that they have to eat at regular intervals.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that we have to accommodate due to the Disabilities Act.
Oh,
so we're gonna be swapping out your mailbox for a microwave.
Please.
What do you mean?
Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Yes.
This is Winston, your neighbor.
Uh huh.
And I was just sitting here on the couch thinking, you know, wouldn't it have made way more sense if Arya assassinated Cersei?
What?
Like, wouldn't that have been more satisfying if it had played out that way?
Who is this?
This is your neighbor, Winston.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you know, like, I was just sitting here thinking about that finale, you know, and I'm like, man, Arya should have taken out Cersei, and I think Jorah should have been the one to assassinate Danny.
I think you've got the wrong number.
No, you know, we're talking about Game of Thrones.
I don't know what you're...
Like that,
I don't
that
watch
ending,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but that ending, like, man, it was so weird. Like,
I have no idea what this is about.
Like, Bran just sat there uselessly the whole season, and then, like, he's the king.
I'm going to get off the phone now. I don't know you.
Well,
I think
of course
got
you
the
do.
Wrong
I'm,
number.
I'm your neighbor, Winston. I'm just upset that Bran ended up on the throne. That was so dumb, you know?
You've got the wrong person.
Oh, come on. Everyone watches Game of Thrones.
I just thought
we'd talk
Thank
about
you.
It for a bit. Come on, don't be
Bye-bye.
Mean.
Thank
Why
you.
Are you being mean? You're being mean.
Hello?
Hi, Sylvia.
Yes?
Hi, this is Sergeant Noname with the Army.
Okay.
And I'm calling because yesterday when we were flying information over your neighborhood, we accidentally dropped some classified documents, and we're pretty certain that it landed in like around your house.
How do I know this isn't one of those robocalls?
Oh, I'm not a robot. I was just hoping that maybe you found the documents that we dropped from the helicopter.
Well, my husband has been out working in the yard the whole day. He just got out of his shower now. He's dressed.
Okay.
He would have told me. I'll walk the perimeter. I can do it while you're on the phone if you want.
Yes, please do, because the documents that we dropped, they contain some highly sensitive information, and we definitely need to get those back.
Okay, let me ask him if he picked up the stuff thinking it was garbage. Just hang on 1 minute, please. Tommy, this is the Army. They were flying in our thing, and they dropped documents. They said around this area. When you did, were working on it, did you see any... papers of any kind in the street around?
No.
Because you were even over by the generator, right?
No.
Nothing? Okay. Now, he said There was nothing there. I can walk it for you again.
Now, when he said no, did it appear that he was nervous? Was there any sweat?
No. He was eating. No, he was eating. He was eating popcorn.
But was he blinking a lot, or did he seem kind of, I don't know, like did his face turn red?
No.
Okay, because, you know, at this point, we're starting to suspect that there's some kind of enemy collusion going on here, and, you know, if we don't get those documents back, there is a possibility.
I'd be happy to give them to you. I mean, but he's been out, he's got one of those automatic things that cut the hedges, whatever they're called. I don't do yards. I don't know what you call them.
So what you're telling me is that you had lost track of your husband for a large portion of the day.
No, he was in the yard.
Are you certain that he was in the yard? He didn't leave at any time, didn't meet with anyone, didn't enter a vehicle?
No.
Because I'm
he was in the yard.
I'm starting to suspect that Thomas is involved in some sort of enemy collusion.
Oh, Tommy's not. I'm starting to think this is one of those calls for money.
Well, I'm not asking for money, ma'am. We just need our documents back, and if we don't get them back, then you know we can charge Tommy with you know treason.
Well, try. It can't work because he does treason. That's ridiculous.
Well, he did something.
He's an 81-year-old man. He's lucky he's getting the hedges trimmed.
Well, that's perfect cover for being an enemy spy.
Oh, yeah, well.
Now, does he have any Russian contacts, or what's going on here? I need you to just come clean.
I'm walking the yard, and I think you're ridiculous.
Well, at this point,
anybody like that would have the police here. Just send whoever you want to send, and I'll get a lawyer. This is ridiculous.
Well, a lawyer's not going to help you. You know, Tommy,
I don't really care.
Well, Tommy's going to end up in Guantanamo.
I don't really care.
Well, you don't care.
I really don't. So I'm telling you, there's nothing in my yard. Let me ask my neighbors. Did you find paperwork in your yard any place today?
No.
No. It's supposed to be the Army. They lost paperwork in this area.
The Army?
The Army. And they're threatening me. Huh? Yeah.
The United States Army. They were here?
No, they're on the phone.
They're calling you?
Is this a scam?
He said he doesn't want money. He said they've got to get the paperwork back.
Well, tell him to drive over here and look for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Drive over here and
look
for it.
Drive over here and look for it.
You tell your neighbors to... You tell your neighbors to just shut their mouth. I made those microwave box calls kind of late, so I think that hurt its chances. I think I'll try that idea again earlier in the day for a full episode of Another Prank Call Show. Thanks for the inspiration, Cody Noname. And thank you, once again, LGB Terminator, for producing this bonersode. And, of course, thanks to all of you for supporting the show and listening.
See you next time! Thank you.
changing fast, and I hope the fabric of time can last as it's bending to the future, as it's folding to the past.
Hello, Ira.
Can you call me?
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Ira?
Hi.
Hi, Ira. This is Winston. I'm your neighbor.
Hi, Winston. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, I'm just calling to let you know that I have your child.
What?
And if you ever want to see her again, you need to transfer 50 Bitcoin to the following address. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Are you serious?
Yes.
All right. Hang on.
Deadly serious.
Let me get a pen. Let me get a pen.
And speak up.
All right.
Put some bass in your voice.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. If you ever want to see your child again, you need to transfer 50 Bitcoin to 0XA. DJ83999DFBDO322
Slow down.
34.
3 3 2 what?
234 VOAWE3N 9093. And you have exactly 3 hours starting now.
Hang on. Let me read this back to you.
Okay.
0XADJ83999DFBO322 4VOAWE3N9093 Is that correct?
Yeah, except for right in the middle there, it's BDO. B as in B-D-O. BBQ, D as in douche canoe, O as in zero.
Got it.
And after you transfer that 50 Bitcoin, you need to text this number when it's done.
Okay. Give me the number.
Or you'll... The number on your caller ID, dummy.
Oh. The 4206969 number?
That's the one. If you ever want to see your child again. Oh, this isn't a joke. You better just stop laughing. You're ruining the call. This is totally believable.
Sorry. Yes. No, this is believable and not my idea.
That's right.
And I will do this.
That's right. Hurry up. Timer's ticking.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
All right. Love you. Bye.